This small two-room house is home to 7 families. In all, 32 people live here. They're from a village close to Timbuktu. Fearing a confrontation between the Islamist and the French and Malian armies, they fled to Mopti 2 weeks ago. Fada Arbunam is a widow who traveled with her 5 children.
We left Daraus on a small barge. The trip lasted 4 days, during which time we had nothing to eat. Consequences we are still living with. There were 23 of us. We still have not paid for the barge trip.
This is the harvest season. The displaced go to work in the fields in the hope of getting some food for their families. With tenacity and patience, Fadi and her daughters separate the rice from the grains of sand and manage to collect 4 kilos.
We fled the war and occupation of the opposition rebels to find peace here in Savare, but life as a displaced person is hard. We don't always have enough food to eat. We often have to go to the fields to pick up the bits of rice that are left after the harvest. We thank our neighbors and friends who often help us.
It is a hard existence, especially for the children. Amadou suffers from eczema. His mother crushes leaves to treat his condition.
Since our arrival here in Savare, our children have had health problems. We have to pick leaves off the trees to make medicines. Our children don't have enough to eat or wear.
The recent military intervention means that many of the hundreds of thousands of displaced can start thinking about going home. But the security in the region is still precarious. Some roads are closed off, making villages cut off. So they wait.